You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, and the guy who has a 5/16 socket piece in my pocket. You want to find out why? Stay tuned. I'll tell you why later. But you are listening to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Greg. I'm happy to have you here today. It's kind of a all over the place kind of Thursday, I must say. It's Thursday. I can't get my head around Thursdays. I could never do that. I got Calvin Butenhoff on the board right now. We should just start over. Let's just do it. Start over from, let's start all over, Calvin. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad it's Thursday.
Yeah, I'm really glad it's Thursday. I just, seriously, for some reason, Thursday just kind of hits me out of nowhere and I go, it's actually Thursday. And then all these things happen and it's like, I can't tell time. I can't look at a calendar correctly, but you are here with us today. I'm happy you are spending time with us. I truly appreciate that. If you want to be part of the conversation, call, text. The number is the same no matter what you do. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. We have a great show for you today. It's going to be packed. There's lots of great stuff. We're going to start off with the news. But then at 9:30, after the 9:30 news, you're going to hear, we will be talking to Chelsea Chandler from Clean Wisconsin, and we'll be talking about data centers. This conversation is going to keep on going. We're talking about data centers. We're talking about legislation that is being put forth through the Madison State House. Regarding that matter, there was a Republican bill that is going through, and we've talked about that, AB 840. And there was a press release from Clean Wisconsin about this. And Chelsea, who is the Climate, Energy, and Air Program Director for the group, will be here to discuss that, other pieces of legislation, and how, you know, how we can protect our communities. And I will do mea culpa on this one. You know, this bill from the Republicans looks fairly, I don't know, good. I thought it was, but I would like to talk to Chelsea about maybe what it's missing, what can make it better, and why there needs to be less of a one versus the other and more of a bipartisan working together to try to get protections for our communities when it comes to data centers, because that is something that is not going away. But I would love to hear your thoughts and opinions on that. I know a few of you already have those. You've called in before. Call or text 855-752-4842. Yes, that she's going to be on at 9:30 after the 9:30 news. And then after the 10 o'clock news in the second hour to kick it off, I'm talking to a colleague, a reporter from the Wausau area. Her name is Isabella Nieto, and she will be talking to us about her story, what she does up in Wausau, and the story she is working on right now, including great conversations with people who are running for governor. But that is coming up in the second hour. And then J.R. Radcliffe with sports. We are going to be discussing Giannis rumors. Apparently, there are rumors about Giannis. Calvin has said that he will not believe anything until he sees it. Yeah, that's basketball talk. So I'll let them handle that. I'll just kind of tune out, look at my phone, read about tennis, because I'm going to go see tennis later this year. I'm very excited when it's very, very warm out. But we'll talk about that in the coming months. And then a handy tip from Greg. We close out the show today with a handy tip from Greg. Today, I'm giving a piece of advice to a politician overseas who really should understand why there's a difference between a political party and parties. So that's all coming up on the show today. We were talking earlier about, not talking earlier, I mentioned a moment ago about the governor's race. Up there in Wausau, Chad Holmes, host of the Chad Holmes Show. He will actually be coming onto the show, be talking to him. It's great to talk to him. Great to see him. He is going to be here next week. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's going, yes, on Monday, it's February 2nd, he'll be here on the show. And I want to talk to him about what they're seeing up in Wausau, stories that are breaking, but also his conversations with those governors, candidates as they come through town and meet with the people. But there is some governor's race, gubernatorial race news that's been breaking in the past day. And that is, Tom Tiffany, current U.S. congressman here in Wisconsin. He is now officially the endorsed candidate of the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump. Donald Trump has thrown his endorsement to Tom Tiffany. He did that via his Truth social media platform. And, quote, he has his complete and total endorsement. This is a story in WPR by Anya von Wagendonk, who it says, President Trump endorses Tom Tiffany for Wisconsin governor, which doesn't really surprise me. I don't know about you, Kelvin. I don't know about any of you out there in radio land and or live stream land, because it's been pretty much a given that this would be the way it goes, we had heard rumors about Tim Michaels. We had heard rumors about Eric, guy who tried to run for, what's his last name? I'm blanking.
Hovde.
Oh, man. I hate that you reminded me. Eric Hovde, mustache and all. And there was even, there were a couple of stories where Tommy Thompson was dipping his toe in and saying, you never know. But this seems like it's pretty much locked it up that he is going to be the only real candidate for the GOP this fall. Some of you might be saying, well, what about Josh Shulman, the Washington County executive? And I would say, who? Just kidding. No, he has ended his campaign because of the endorsement. Josh Shulman, I will say, had a very strong presence on social media, was very much out there, very much towing the line, trying to delineate himself from Tom Tiffany. And I think, doesn't take a political genius. I am not a political genius. I am politically adept, but it doesn't take a genius to see that this is going to be the way that it was going to work out. There wasn't a scenario in my head, Calvin, where Tom Tiffany loses the endorsement of Donald Trump, because I think Tom Tiffany has been a staunch MAGA supporter for a while. He really, I will say this, he has come out of his shell in the past few years. He's very quiet. You did not hear a lot from Tom Tiffany. We're hearing more from Scott Fitzgerald and Brian Stile lately too. But Tom Tiffany was kind of a backbencher, and that's not a pejorative. That's not an insult. That's a term used in politics. A backbencher is just someone who sits back, does their thing, does the job, and is reliable. That was Tom Tiffany. Now he has, of course, stepped out in the spotlight. He is making himself more known. He is on social media making very wild claims, if you ask me, regarding the state of Wisconsin, both the actual thing as well as just the state of where we are at. But he has secured the nomination of the endorsement of President Donald Trump. And Josh Shulman came out yesterday to announce that he's ending his campaign. This is the story in the Wisconsin Examiner by Baylor Spears. He announced that he's ending his campaign for governor. The announcement came after President Trump endorsed Shulman's rival, Mr. Tiffany. He said, "I wish Tom great success in November. If we focus on the people of Wisconsin rather than fighting with one another, we can make Wisconsin a place to be, not just be from," which I think that's a good line. We can make Wisconsin the place to be, not just be from. I actually like that, but I don't know about you, Calvin. There's a big age difference between us, but I just find it really funny that during the primary season, when candidates of the same party are doing their best to, stand out, the things they will say to each other, at each other, about each other. And it really kind of seems like, oh, these folks don't really like each other. And the moment, they end their campaign, it's great. This is going to be wonderful. Bang up guy, smashing dude. Can't get enough of him. And that's where we're at. And that's where I knew we were going to go. I just find it very interesting now. But I actually really like that line. We can make Wisconsin the place to be, not just be from. Tiffany represents the 7th Congressional District. And he's been there since 2020, and he's been the front runner since he entered the race last September. He also outraised Mr. Shulman by $1.5 million. Calvin, do you have any shock whatsoever on this? Is there anything in here that makes you go, oh my goodness?
I'm not surprised at all, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I I think it's, I guess it shows where the Republicans are at in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a missed opportunity because Trump is not polling well right now.
No, and that's, go on.
He's very unpopular, mm-hmm. so it would have been interesting to have a Republican candidate present himself or themselves as unequivocally pro-Second Amendment,
mm-hmm.
pro-free trade, like a bunch of things that Trump is provably not.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Thomas Massey type figure. This would kind of feel like the perfect opportunity for that kind of figure to emerge out of the Republican primary in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And instead everyone's fallen in line and just shut their mouth.
Well, I think, you know, that is something that I've seen from both. Actually, I've seen from a lot of parties. It can be third parties too, is that sometimes the path of least resistance where you have to do the least amount of work, you're like, hey, that's the person, I guess. That's our candidate. Let's just go with that. It's just easier than a fight. It's easier than trying to whip into shape somebody who, like, you know, if a Thomas Massey or a Tom Tilley or a Liz Cheney was in this state and saying, like, well, you got to come more in the line. This is easy. He's towing the party line. And you're right, Calvin. Donald Trump is becoming wildly unpopular on many, many topics. And I know that we're going to be talking to Dan Schaefer in the coming weeks and months ahead about this. And I'd love to get his take on it, because the things that I'm seeing from Mr. Tiffany on social media is, one, really showing a lack of understanding of certain details on policies that come out of the state. And two, it doesn't really make himself look like he's any different. And if Republicans in this state who are not on board with the mega train now, this could hurt him. I remember something Dan said in a discussion we had with Jane back in the day, that former Governor Tommy Thompson said that he does not believe that Tom Tiffany is a good candidate. Could that change? Yes, absolutely. We got plenty of months ahead. We'll be talking about this endlessly. By I'm sure September, you guys will be texting going, Greg, just please don't talk about the election for 10 minutes. I'd love to get your thoughts, though. Please let me know on this. You know, what are your thoughts on Tom? If you are a Republican out there, if you are a MAGA supporter, are you happy about this? Are you a Republican who is unhappy about this? I want to hear from everyone. I really would like to know more about this. So let me know. Call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. Again, this is an open question to all who are listening. I want to have this discussion. And let's talk about Tom Tiffany if you have your pros and cons. Because he is the de facto nominee at this point. They plan on having a midterm convention, the GOP, which says that we are going to have an election, which actually gives me some bright hope there. And we'll talk more in the coming months on that. But let me know your thoughts on Tom Tiffany as the GOP candidate for governor of Wisconsin. Pros and cons. I want to hear from folks who think this is great as well. And tell me why you think it's great. So 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Still ahead, we're talking to Clean Wisconsin about data centers, legislation, and why we need better protections here in the state. But don't go anywhere. You're listening to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. I am Greg Bach. You are amazing. Stay tuned. Stay warm. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your buddy, your pal, and I'm currently in possession of a 5/16 socket attachment, and I'll tell you why later in the show. But we are here talking to you, talking to everyone. You can be part of the conversation. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC is the number. Whether you call or text, you can leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Do not forget that you can also get in touch with us by downloading the Civic Media app. Very simple. Go to wherever you get your apps and you put it on your phone or your tablet. And that way you can take us with you wherever you go. You want to listen to music? Civic Media app. You want to listen to shows like mine? Civic Media app. You want to call, text, or leave a voice message? Civic Media app. And if you want to get your news, customize it to where you live, find your favorite station and market the Civic Media app. Get it right now. It is absolutely free. So still ahead after the 9:30 news, we are going to be talking to Clean Wisconsin, Chelsea Chandler from Clean Wisconsin about data centers, their press release on the legislation going through Madison right now. And we'll be talking about that. And I want to hear from you as well. But right now we are discussing the news, the news that is nowhere near surprising, that Tom Tiffany seems to be the de facto nominee at this point for governor of Wisconsin on the side of the GOP. He received the endorsement yesterday from President Donald Trump via Truth Social, the platform that they don't call Twitter. And Mr. Josh Shulman, who is the Washington County executive, has dropped out, endorsed Mr. Tiffany, and it seems like it is a one-person race on the GOP side, which honestly isn't surprising, I think, to anybody. I don't believe there was going to be much of a fight there because Tom Tiffany is a U.S. congressman. He's got the media. He's got the ability. He's got the reach. Josh Shulman made a good go for it on social media specifically, but this is kind of where we thought the path was going to lead. And I want to know from you, do you think Tom Tiffany's the guy? What do you like, dislike about him? Pros, cons? Are you a Republican who loves this? Are you a Republican who is not happy about this? Calvin was saying earlier that does the Republican Party need a Tom Tillis or a Thomas Massey or a Liz Cheney or an Adam Kinzinger to come out and say, look, I'm here for these Republican values of days before, which is a discussion point in and of itself, but it seems as if the GOP here in Wisconsin is going to go lockstep with MAGA and Tom Tiffany is their guy. And I want to hear from you. Leave a comment on the live stream. Send me a text. Always like to hear from you. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line right now. Gene, what say you about this? Let me know your unvarnished yet very FCC compliant opinion. Okay, all right.
How's that
going for dramatics again today?
gotta get out of this. Hey, this is from Walkerism. Walkerism was a step before we got Trumpism.
Yeah.
And this guy is all hands on deck for big money. And this is my opinion, personal opinion. You know, I mean, they started the whole hurting people who were protesting when they handcuffed people singing at the Capitol who were older behind their backs and they could barely walk and watched a vet fall down the stairs.
Let me interrupt you for a second just there, Jeannie. I apologize for that. And I want to just make something very clear that if you go on Scott Walker's Twitter profile now, he is on a big nostalgic kick. And he is talking about those days, Gene, and he is referring to them as, you know, his glory days and his victory days and the people in there who are getting handcuffed and singing and trying to fight for, you know, the rights of teachers and our schools. He refers to them as, like, you know, the problem. And I think you're right, Gene. I think that Tea Party beginnings led to where we are now. And I think that this is the inevitable de-evolution, the evolution of that party. I'm sorry that you were saying something though, Gene.
No, thank you. I like the clarification.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that because everybody who hasn't seen this, I mean, I watched it on YouTube over on my side of the state because nobody even covered it. And I cried. I couldn't believe that this was happening in my state. And then Tiffany, he's involved in supporting what happened with trying to get rid of our votes the way Wisconsin voted. And I remember Trump telling Walker he better fix the roads, which he never did.
Yeah.
We're so blessed to have our governor that we have right now. We'd be up the creek without a paddle. All of our voter information would be going to Trump. You've got people need to wake up because this ain't pretty, and we need protection, and he's not the guy to do it. So thank you very much, and you have a good day. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much, Gina. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you getting in touch. As always, KT on the live stream says, no more Tiffany, no more MAGA. I really want to hear, we're going to talk about this going forward in days and months to come, and I want to know from Republicans, are you happy about this? Is this the representation that you would like? You know, I think that a larger field for people to choose from is more indicative of a democracy, is more interesting for choice, and allowing candidates to speak out and qualify themselves for a job that will seek an office for 4 years that controls the government. Not go controls, but like, you know, you are our head of state. You are our CEO in essence. And so I think that maybe the GOP is losing out on something by knowing this early that they only are going to have one person. That is, unless someone else steps in with more money, more influence. And we're still many, many months away. That is not an impossibility. But again, if you are out there, GOP members, Republican members, tell me your thoughts on this. We're going to be talking to Chelsea Chandler from Clean Wisconsin. She's the Climate, Energy, and Air Program Director, about data centers legislation and their press release on this matter. But you can always reach out about the governor's race anytime you want. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. This is Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your buddy, your pal, your co-conspirator in all things staying warm, because good Lord, it is still cold outside. It's going to be cold for the next few days. And then everybody, guess what? Guess what, Calvin? Can I get a hooray or applause thing behind me really quick? It's going to be 23 degrees this weekend. Oh my God, we did it, folks. The long national nightmare is over for now, but it'll get cold again. But yeah, so stay warm. Keep it locked here on Civic Media. We'll get you all the weather updates you need to stay prepared, stay safe, stay bundled up. But we got lots of great programming still ahead for you today. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be speaking to Civic Media reporter Isabella Nieto about her updates in Wausau, where she sees the community and what she's working on, and talking to governor's candidates up there in that area. But it's going to be a great time. Sports 10:35 with J.R. Ratcliffe. I'm sure we're going to be talking about the Bucks and maybe even some 90s music. And then finally wrapping up the show with a handy tip from Greg. This time I'm giving a tip to an English politician who doesn't understand the difference between a party and parties. But that's all still ahead, so don't go anywhere. But now I want to welcome our first guest this morning. She is the Climate, Energy, and Air Program Director for Clean Wisconsin, here to talk about data centers and legislation. Welcome to the show, Chelsea Chandler. How are you today?
Thank you so much. I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's currently 2 degrees and I'm wearing a t-shirt, but luckily the heat's working and I'm happy about that. So welcome. We're very, very happy to have you here. I'm excited to have this conversation because we've been talking about data centers regularly for the past, probably the year or so now. It's really hit the zeitgeist. It's in the papers on the regular basis. It's not going away, and it's important to be informed. And before we get into that, I want to talk about Clean Wisconsin and what you do as an organization, specifically what you do as the program director for Climate, Energy, and Air.
Yeah, so Clean Wisconsin's a statewide environmental nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We've been around since 1970, since the first Earth Day. And as an organization, we work to fight climate change and pollution in Wisconsin's air, water, and land. So my role in that is focusing on the climate and energy and air piece of things. We also have folks working, on water and in agriculture exclusively, mm-hmm. And in kind of local resilient community work and green infrastructure. But what I'm focused on is really making sure that everyone has clean, affordable energy, that the built environment, like our buildings, transportation system, are working for everybody and are not causing pollution. And I also do some work on regenerative agriculture, wearing another hat. I'm also a farmer in the Driftless area.
Oh.
So that's something I care about sort of from both lenses. But these days I am spending a lot of time also talking about data centers, largely because of the huge energy needs and, you know, water use and pollution and other impacts that they could bring to Wisconsin communities.
You mentioned Earth Day, that you started on Earth Day. Earth Day is right here tied in Wisconsin. That's an important thing. We keep that message going, that the environment, conservation of the environment, that's very important here in Wisconsin. And data centers aren't going away. I know for some people that's an unfortunate thing. I feel like there's three camps when it comes to data centers. There's people who are like, yes, build more, build one next door to me, build one in my basement, go for it. There are people who are in the middle who say, okay, but let's have some transparency, let's have processes, and as you talk about, protections for the ratepayers, the people of the community, and then folks who are just like, go away, don't want them at all. And I feel like we're sort of in that middle ground where we have to focus on the protection of our communities, and that's what that's what Clean Wisconsin was talking about. You put out a press release regarding AB 840, which you refer to as a partisan data center bill that passed in the assembly, which makes a bad problem worse for Wisconsin families and communities. Can you talk more about that? And then I'm going to admit a little bit of naivete on this matter. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, I want to mention Clean Wisconsin's working in partnership with a lot of other organizations. Mm-hmm. We're part of the Clean Economy Coalition of Wisconsin. Yeah. So there's lots of, you know, environmental groups, folks focused on environmental justice, on, you know, labor issues. So protecting ratepayers from high utility bills. So there's a really broad group of folks that are coming together and have some alignment around, you know, what we really need to do to adequately and kind of more comprehensively tackle this really big challenge that is data centers coming into Wisconsin. So, you know, there have been various legislative proposals around data centers now. You know, the one you're referencing is AB 840, which is was a Republican sponsored bill that passed the assembly recently. It moved really quickly. Mm-hmm. It basically got introduced, had a hearing, and then passed within, you know, a couple weeks. And there are, you know, some parts of it that are attempting to address transparency, have better, you know, reporting requirements. But a big sticking point for a lot of people, including our coalition, is that the bill is attempting to say any renewable energy that is primarily serving a data center has to be located on site at the data center.
Okay.
And just because of space constraints, that's practically impossible. So what that amounts to is a de facto ban of the cheapest, the cleanest energy resources for powering data centers. And a lot of us are saying, you know, if data centers are coming to Wisconsin, we want to design them right so that we're, you know, reducing the environmental impact. And that can be achieved through energy efficiency and other ways of reducing the huge energy demands. And then what's left, we'd like to see powered with renewables. So the problem with this bill is that it is, it's just perplexing why, you know, a bill that's trying to do something about affordability would be taking off the cheapest options for powering that huge load.
And there's I have been talking about this bill for since its introduction, and on face value it seemed like a good thing because it was being proposed as protecting the communities. And I know there was a bill that came from State Senator Jody Habesh-Sinikin that went a little deeper as far as like protections, renewable energies, as well as hiring practices, keeping it Wisconsin, keeping it local, keeping it union. And that didn't go anywhere. But one thing about this bill, you're very right. It came up fast. It went through it fast. And from the stories that I read and talked about, It has its opponents on both sides. But what's funny to me is that folks on the right who said they don't like this bill, it's poorly put together, it's too quick, they voted for it anyways. Everyone voted for it except for one Republican, and it still went through, which is very baffling to me. And on the matter of renewable energies, which to me sounds like a no-brainer, but I never claim to be smart, The Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss, said that nobody wants to see a solar panel farm across the street from their house. And I felt like that was a very cheap shot to take at the fact that we have solar panel farms and arrays all over the state. I have a bunch of them in Kenosha County, I see, and no one complains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's people have different ideas about renewable energy, yeah, right? But there are some people that don't like it, and there are some people that like it. And, you know, ultimately, renewable energy is what's helping. It's the cheapest source of energy right now. It's the cleanest source. It's non-polluting. It doesn't use water in its generation. That's another big issue with data centers, because we're talking a lot about like just the closed loop systems and the water that's used on site. But a lot of the conversation ignores the fact that, you know, 70% of water use in Wisconsin actually goes to energy generation. And that's for thermal technologies like gas and coal and nuclear. Renewable energy doesn't have that problem. So there's a lot of benefits to renewable energy. And unfortunately, I think, like is the case in many instances, you hear opponents, you know, are louder and more vocal than supporters. But there are a lot of folks, farmers who are getting a diverse, you know, diversified income from hosting solar panels or wind turbines, and really see the benefit for keeping those farms and their family, and, you know, keeping farming on the land, which is, as I can attest, is a really tough profession. So,
yeah. If you're just joining us, we are speaking to Chelsea Chandler, who is the Climate, Energy and Air Program Director for Clean Wisconsin. We are talking about their press release on the matter of AB 40, which is a bill that has been voted on and passed in the Wisconsin State House regarding data centers that, for me, when I read it, posed itself as a protection of the community, but we're seeing more and more people who do not like what's in this bill or what's not in this bill. And regarding a framework for, I guess the question for me is, from me to you is, if you as Clean Wisconsin want to see legislation go through that is a true protection of the community and the people, what is the framework that you work off of to make sure that happens as far as putting certain protections, language in place that makes that really has the right idea that can be voted on in a bipartisan manner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what we've been saying is this is such a big problem that this like piecemeal legislation that we're seeing isn't really meeting the moment, and that's not doing enough. You know, I heard when I was at the hearing on AB 840, one of the authors was talking about how, you know, we can't let perfect be the enemy of the good, basically. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there is a question of what is good enough. And so I think that ultimately what we've been saying is Clean Wisconsin, what the Clean Economy Coalition of Wisconsin has been saying, is that we really need a comprehensive framework, a comprehensive plan for addressing data centers, because otherwise we're going to fall short. So that means better design of the data centers so that we can, as I was talking about, reduce some of the energy demands. There's a lot of things that we can do with like demand response, or saying like, you know, these data centers, a lot of times they want 24/7 reliability because they say they need to be functioning constantly. But there are models in other states where they said, like, look, when the grid is strained, data centers are the first to have to, you know, shift their load, decrease their load, so we don't have power outages for residents, for example. We want to see better backup, again, because they want 24/7. A lot of the data centers are coming in saying that they want or having diesel generation as their backup, and that's polluting locally. So we'd want to see batteries or other clean technologies. Critically, like I was talking about before, we want renewable energy to be powering the data centers that are coming in, because otherwise we're building new fossil-based power like gas plants. We've already seen a couple of gas plants being that were approved in Wisconsin to meet the load of the Microsoft data center.
Yes.
That's a burden on the community in terms of pollution. We're worried about the cost getting passed on to ratepayers. That's another really important issue, is that the data centers are paying their own way and not burdening communities by this whole infrastructure build out. So there's a lot that we think needs to be in place in terms of making sure that we've got good community benefit agreements, that local communities are maximizing any benefits that are coming with the data centers, bringing all of this investment and money into our state. And really that we're using, you know, as little energy as possible, making sure that that energy is renewable and that we're also mindful of our water use too.
All right. I'm glad you brought up Microsoft. I want to talk to you about that on the other side of the break, but we're going to go grab some snacks and grab some water. We're talking to Chelsea Chandler from Clean Wisconsin. She is the, when I get this right, Climate, Energy, and Air Program Director for Clean Wisconsin. We are talking about data centers here in Wisconsin and going forward, creating protections for communities to make sure that we are, our environment safe and our pocketbooks are not being taken to the cleaners. But more coming up after the break. Don't go anywhere. You listen to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. I am Greg Bach. Stay tuned. Stay informed and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. You are listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network, and you can be part of the conversation. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead after the 10 o'clock news, we are talking to Isabella Nieto from Wausau. She is a Civic Media reporter. She's going to be talking about stories she's working on, as well as just getting to know candidates for the 2026 gubernatorial race, which is now kicking into high gear. They're talking to people coming through Wausau, and she'll be discussing that more when we come back in the second hour. And then, of course, sports with J.R. Ratcliffe. He is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And then a handy tip from Greg rounding it all out. But we're happy that you're here this morning. We are talking to Chelsea Chandler, who is the Climate, Energy, and Air Program Director for Clean Wisconsin. And we are discussing data centers. We are talking about transparency and what we should seek from bills that, quote, want to have transparency and coverage for the communities. And you brought up Microsoft earlier, and you mentioned the fact that, you know, non-renewable energy sources have to be built to power these centers now that are going to be built for Microsoft. And that is going to be a burden on the communities, on our pocketbooks. But also the president of Microsoft comes out and says, it's on us. We should pay for everything. It should not be an unfair deal for the communities. When you hear that as an expert in this field, how do you decode that so people can understand the truth?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we need to make sure that talk translates into action, and that is actually what's happening on the ground. So, you know, when they say that they are going to pay their way and not burden, average Wisconsinites and their energy bills, what they're talking about is that they're negotiating a special rate with the local utility so that they are paying for, you know, all of the energy that they are using in their data center. There are a couple of tariff cases at the Public Service Commission right now that, you know, regulate energy use in our state. And so what Clean Wisconsin and a lot of other advocates are trying to do is making sure that in those cases, they're actually saying like 100% of the costs are being covered and that they're not passing on a portion of that even to, you know, your average folks trying to pay their energy bills, because it's a little bit tricky. It's not just about the power that's being sold. It's, you know, there's a lot of infrastructure that's being built that would not have been built in the absence of these data centers coming on. So there's power plants, there's transmission lines. There's also just kind of wear and tear on the existing infrastructure. We want to make sure that they're doing things to reduce, you know, energy demands and produce energy if they can, you know, right on the data center. So we're just reducing some of that strain. So basically, we just want to make sure that, like, one, they mean what they say, and two, that, like, we're truly talking about everything and not paying like part of it, and then part of that gets passed along, because really the devil's in the details.
And that's sort of, you know, it's, we've seen a lot of individuals, folks from communities, stand up and say, no, we don't want this. They're going to meetings, they're speaking up, they're speaking their mind. We always talk to people and say, you know, go to the meetings where the rules and laws are being made that affect you directly. Check out those agenda notes. But it takes an understanding of this process, not just for the people, but also the lawmakers. And that's, I'm talking like village, county board, city councils. Are there discussions you have with those individuals? Say here is the short version of it, so you know what's going on. So when a big business comes in and says, "Hey, we got a deal," they don't just go, "That sounds great, pass it," and they have no idea what they're passing.
Well, and it's also problematic because there's a lot of pressure to sign NDAs, to not be able to talk about it publicly. There's a lot of pressure to move really quickly too and not be thoughtful. And that's, again, part of why we're asking for a pause and a comprehensive plan, because we're saying, hey, these things are getting negotiated way too quickly. People don't have the information that they need to make sound decisions for their communities. And the communities don't hear about these data centers until it's very far along, and oftentimes feel like they don't have a real chance to kind of share their opinion with their local decision makers, with, you know, their state electeds. And so this is, you know, a local issue in that approvals of these data centers are local, but in many ways it's actually a statewide issue because the impacts really ripple across our state because of the huge energy use, the water impacts, and so on. So that's why we really need state leadership as well to help provide some of that guidance and some of those safeguards to make sure that if we are, you know, welcoming in data centers to Wisconsin, that we're doing it in a way that we're, you know, increasing any benefits and mitigating the harms that could come to our communities otherwise.
And I think something you said earlier too, the comment of the you know, it doesn't have to be perfect. And I don't disagree with that. It doesn't have to be perfect, but I think in order to get closer to perfect, people need to work together. It can't just be one bill on one side. Our leaders need to work together in a room and with folks like yourself who can advise on ways to make it better. And that's how we can get closer to perfect, not just passing a bill through really quickly where even people in your own party are like, I don't like this, but whatever. Before we get out of here really quick, you said something at the top of the show that piqued my interest. You are a farmer. What is your field?
I grow organic fruits and vegetables and nuts, so, and have a lot of conservation on my farm as well.
That's excellent. I always love having farmers here, and I think that's a conversation that we like to keep going here. This is the health and well-being and the financial impact and investment of our farmers. So I'm glad to see that you're doing the work and you're doing all the work, whether you're farming your own land or you're taking care of the land here in Wisconsin. We have been talking to Chelsea Chandler, who is the Program Director of Climate, Energy, and Air at Clean Wisconsin, discussing the data centers as well as legislation to protect our communities. All this information in our show notes today. So if you want to check out more about Clean Wisconsin, if you want to check out AB 840 and look at it, please do so. Go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Civic Media Mid-Mornings and find it there, because we're going to keep talking about this for a while. Chelsea, thank you so very much. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay warm, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. When we come back, we're speaking with Isabella Nieto from Wausau here at Civic Media about stories she's working on. But don't go anywhere. You're listening to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. Stay tuned, stay informed, and stay close.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.